It's The Pinch. Yes, we're here to discuss a topic created by the chat room for 5 minutes to tie in with your morning motion. You start the podcast when you sit down for a crap, and when we've finished, you can wipe. But not before. The topic for discussion, we've got Richard, Jeff, Terry and Paul join us from the big show. And the discussion topic created by Serenek in the chat room is wine or spirits? Away you go.
Wine. Well,
I'm sophisticated, I am. So it's got to be wine.
It's got to be wine. You're a red wine drinker, aren't you?
Well, wine is the only drink that comes in a box.
From the low valleys of East Anglia.
Comes in a box. Oh, no.
Drink that comes in a box is pretty awesome.
Yeah, but any East Anglian sommelier knows that the box is best.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it is. No, this wine's all like sophisticated and posh. Spirits are for the end when you want to get wanking at the end, isn't it?
No, that's not true. Okay, wine is really nice and I enjoy good wines, but spirits like a really good whiskey or if you're going to narrow it down in whiskeys, a really good bourbon.
I've decided just, not
it's
to buy
it. Just a beautiful
Jeffrey,
thing.
Jeffrey, and, Jeffrey.
And you can get all the different types of
Jeffrey, there is no such thing. That's a complete oxymoron. A really good bourbon is a complete oxymoron.
Oh, Ewan.
I've drunk lots of fine bourbons in inverted commas. Awesome, they still don't make fine whiskeys.
Now, I hooked you up with awesome gin.
Oh, you did. You absolutely did.
I am going to introduce you to some awesome whiskeys at some point too, and by awesome bourbons at some point.
Well, Mac OS Ken did try last year at Macworld to educate me a little bit, and there were better bourbons than I'd had before, I have to admit, but they still weren't up to a decent single malt.
I've got a good gin for you. It's William Chase gin. If you like your gins, by the way, and guess what? It's on Prime.
Oh, shut up.
Free gin.
Free gin. So, spirit, free. Jeff, I hate gin. Jeff gave me a bottle of Spirit Hound gin at Macworld, and I brought it home lovingly, and I kept about, you know, quarter inch in the bottom of the bottle just because I didn't want to finish it, because then it would be gone. And in the end, I had it, and it was just like, and I didn't put anything with it. I just drank it as pure gin on its own, and it's
beautiful. Best gin I've ever had.
You could drink it on its own. It was superb.
But I need to get you a new bottle.
It smells like hairspray.
No,
that's because you're not getting the right gin.
You're buying
it. Everyone says this, and I just don't think it's true. I've tried all kinds of whiskies and gins and God knows what else, and they're both and I've had posh ones as well on many occasions. I've tried and tried and tried. I'm like, okay, I'm going to get myself to light whiskey because I love the idea of having whiskey and whiskey on the rocks and all that. It's kind of got a smooth, sophisticated sound to it. But it feels like somebody's pouring goddamn acid down my throat, no matter what.
Agreed, yes.
Matter what I drink. So for me, wine every single time.
Have you got a bit of acid reflux or anything there, Doc?
No, it's literally as it's going down, it's incredibly just acidic. It just burns. I just don't get
well
how
then
people like
try,
it.
Try this. Go someplace that has really good whiskeys. Well, actually really good bourbons. And ask them to make you the best old fashioned they can. And try your bourbon that way.
An old fashioned
is a really nice, smooth way to get into bourbons.
Did the Japanese nurse come in and help you along?
Yeah. Yeah. Go to a place that sells really expensive whiskies, and you can have the pain. You'll pay an awful lot for it, but it'd be a good pain. Jeff's into good pain, you see. That's the thing.
Well, I'm into good pain. There you go.
Better than cheap pain.
Yeah. I can't drink whiskies anymore or beers. I've just lost the ability. It's like... you know, I have three beers and I just know I'm going to wake up at 3 a.m. with a dry throat and that's the end of it. And it's the same with whiskies. The only thing now I can drink where I get a good night's sleep afterwards is gin, red wine, and that's it. Everything else just wakes me up at 3 a.m. with a dry throat.
Yeah,
ooh, I agree. The Wolf Blass Yellow Label is nice. It is nice. I agree with that. Yes.
It is.
If you like that, go and try... and find a Marlborough Sauvignon. In fact, anything Marlborough in the name from New Zealand, it's beautiful and crisp, and it will actually change your mind what you think about the Wolf Blast stuff.
Is this... We've got one of them majestic wine places near us, and I've yet to get anything from there that hasn't been lovely.
Oh, yeah, no, but the majestic people are great. If you go in and you go, I write really heavy plummy wines, I go, okay, here, have this.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And the thing you'll do is you'll go in there and get like a wine that's really, really good. And then you'll find it in Safeway, or you know, Safeway, Jesus. You'll find it in Morrison's the week after. You'll find it in Morrison's the week after, and it's $6.99, and because it's a bin end or something like that, and they're just getting rid of it, and they bought a million bottles of it or whatever.
Yeah.
We've got to be careful, though, because, I mean, this show's not meant to be wine wankers, is it?